Hello, this is Susan from Executive Voice. Very recently, I worked with a highly dynamic team of teachers from an award-winning comprehensive school. In the group of 12, there were two of the teachers that regularly have major problems with their voices. They actually lose their voices, and they have been to the GP, who routinely signs them off, basically by saying, "Well, you'll have to keep quiet, just take some time off for 4 weeks." In both cases, they are terribly frustrated. They actually want to be teaching, they enjoy their job, but they want to have a solution to the problem that they have obviously got with their voices. Through hearing them, I could hear that there were certain things that they were doing incorrectly when they actually speak, which causes there to be problems with the larynx. It puts a lot of pressure on the larynx with recurring problems. Now, what they should do and what the GP should be doing is arranging for them to go and see a specialist, a consultant, who can put a camera down their throat and diagnose exactly what they're doing incorrectly when they speak. And then to arrange for speech therapy so that they can relearn how to use their voices so that there's no further damage. By repeatedly giving them time off, by signing them off for a week or so, means that the problem is reoccurring. And also, long term, there could be problems that could not be reversed with their voices. I think I've spoken before about teaching being one of those jobs where losing your voice or damaging your voice could potentially be an occupational hazard, which is not good. So, my message to you is if you are a teacher and if you are getting recurring sore throats, obviously have a chat with me, and I do have a CD that's available for training. I would do that first. And really think about it, whether there are situations where you have a tendency to lose your voice. Perhaps you're on the playing field or you're having to do outside duties in the playground and things. If you continue to have these problems, go to your GP and firmly say that you want to have a referral to a consultant. You don't want this to continue. Or alternatively, see if someone can arrange for me to come into your school and do some immediate training, either one-to-one or within a group. And then if you feel that you wanted to have some one-to-one training with me, I would be delighted to talk. So this is Susan from Executive Voice, executivevoice.co.uk.